Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my question...
Inquisitive friend.
Inquisitive friend Frank. That's yeah. Fine. Now, like right, that. Hey, you're already... Hey.
How are you? Hey, howdy, hey.
Hey.
It's me on a yo-yo.
Yeah, that's you said some words there.
I did.
That was, some of them rhymed, some of them didn't. I don't think any of them actually rhymed.
Well, it was a Woody quote from Toy Story. Hey, howdy, hey, that's me on a yo-yo in Toy Story 2. When he sees all the different merch with his face on it.
Oh, my God. Right. That's me on a yo-yo.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it was the inflection that I didn't get.
Sure.
Was that I sometimes I need that.
Oh, I feel like you and I used to quote that years ago. Years and years ago, you and Andrew and I used to quote that.
I actually have no recollection
of that.
Maybe
it was just me and Andrew. Maybe you weren't in on it. I thought you were, though. Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Hi. I'm here.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. What are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking a delicious beer that I'm still enjoying through your generosity.
The Little Devil IPA from Red Barn Brewery.
That's the one.
Danville, Vermont.
That's the one.
Very good. I'm also doing that because there's more in that growler than I actually thought there was.
So good.
I should have really gotten a bigger growler.
Oh, that's okay.
Or more than one beer. But I didn't have a fridge when I got it, so I was a little hesitant about like buying too much because I bought it on a Tuesday knowing I wouldn't have a fridge until Friday.
Sure.
However, after I bought it and went back, I went, hey, it's beer.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually need to be cold.
It's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Dag nabbit.
So that's fine. It's all well and fine. So... Frank, we love our games.
I do love games, and that's why we're here to talk about Game of Thrones. No, we're not here to talk about Game of Thrones. Sorry,
we could. I couldn't. I definitely could.
Well, you're a weirdo, and I don't.
Yeah. The 16.1 million people that watched the premiere, they're all weirdos.
Right. Okay. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you love? True. How many people watch SNL every week?
Not that many. How many people watch Star Wars? Lots.
Yeah,
lots.
But we both love Star Wars, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
I like Star Wars, too.
So good. So good.
So,
that's a great comment.
It is so...
I'm so excited.
I failed to mention that Little Devil is a 6.8 beer.
Oh, that explains a few things about me and you right now.
Yeah. Huh. So we love to play our games, and one of those games that we pretty much just started. We've only done it once, but I think it was very successful, at least for laughs, if nothing else, was the Would You Rather game.
Yes, it was so much fun. It was so much fun, we're going to do it again.
And so the last time I came up with a series of questions based on you, asked to you, would you rather so-and-so or so-and-so? For instance, would you rather, when somebody asks you directions for the rest of your life, answer, this is Sparta or this is SETI Alpha 5?
That's right. I forgot about that. That was a good one.
Yeah. And so all those types of questions that are very...
This is SETI Alpha 5!
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, I couldn't.
I just watched that. It was just on TV a little while ago. And I think I actually sent you a picture.
It
was the scene.
It was that scene.
I took a picture and sent it to you probably 10 seconds before he actually said it. And I was like, I should have just waited until he actually said it. What is wrong with me?
That's okay.
I don't know how to meme.
I saw. Bro, do you even meme?
Yeah.
That was a meme about a meme, kids. Anyway, that was a lot of fun that you did that. But it was fun that you texted me that. But even more fun was the nerd would you rather game that you made up just for me.
Yes.
So I am going to return the favor now.
Thank you.
And I'm going to go ahead and you're welcome. You're so polite. And I am going to, now this, I'm going to do the same for you. Now, you know, it's a little different here when I do this for you, because you are a much less indecisive person when it comes to these, you know, minute things, where I'm like, I don't know. I can't choose if I like Kylo Ren or Darth Vader better. Ah! And like, it will really eat me up, and I'll be like, I should have said something different. I'll wake up later that night and be like, I said the wrong thing. It was totally, you know, whatever.
I wish I lived on Dagobah instead of, yeah. For some reason, I don't know why.
For whatever reason, yeah. But I, you know, you're, so it's not going to be as,
you love swamp monsters.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swamp Thing or Yoda. You're not going to be as, it's not going to be as excruciating for you, but, I've come up with, about 13 questions here. We may get through them all. We may not. Mm. We'll see, but
is one of my questions, would I rather be Swamp Thing or Yoda?
Nope. But we can, you know what, as an honorary question, as a warm up round, go ahead. Swamp Thing or Yoda?
I want to say Swamp Thing. Because Yoda,
be, this is, you'd rather be Swamp
Thing. I'd rather be Swamp Thing. Yoda may be old, but Swamp Thing is pretty much eternal. And he can travel anywhere on the planet. You know, Yoda, if he doesn't have a ship, he's stuck there.
He's ship out of luck?
Yeah, but Swamp Thing's got a seriously cool power set. And either way, you're a weird green creature. So
that's true. That's true. Either way, you kind of, All right, so you're a ship out of luck.
Yeah, I'm a shapeshift out of luck. So
shapeshift out of luck.
I'd rather be Swamp Thing. I'm definitely shapeshape out of luck. Yeah, shapeshape out of shape is what I am.
Heyo.
So anyway.
So with that in mind, I'm gonna go ahead and get this party started. So first one, C-3PO or Data?
Ooh, that's actually a good question. I'm going to say, I'm going to say Data.
Data?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not what I expected you to say. This is good already.
I almost said, I love Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
I know you do.
And I like C-3PO a lot, but Data defies the story that he's in. Data is a cool customer. I love the way his inquisitive nature without kind of being prissy. And he's got a nice singing voice.
That is true.
Yeah.
When the Gilbert and Sullivan
he
comes along,
he's the captain
he,
of the HMS Biddle.
It is true.
That episode's great. Is that a movie?
It's one of the movies.
That's Insurrection, I think, right?
Yeah, it's one of the later ones. Yeah. I think you're right. It's Insurrection.
Yeah.
I
just watched the end of First Contact the other day, too.
Oh, that movie.
We turned it on, and it was basically, Jean-Luc, blow up the damn ship.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it was the scene leading up to that, and then like where she quotes Moby Dick at him.
Oh, sure,
and
sure.
Or he quotes Moby Dick at her, and she's like, what? He's like, it's Moby Dick. You just called me Ahab. He's like, yeah, I've never read it.
Oh, that movie is so good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm surprised by that answer, just because like I know you like Star Trek, but you love Star Wars, and Star Wars is the, you know, more of the fantasy angle for you, where Star Trek is a little more straight up science fiction. But is it the philosophy sort of
the philosophy really thing tips going it? On? But I think so. I love Star Wars more, but there are some. But I could say like there are some Star Trek characters that I like more than some Star Wars characters,
okay,
and so right. So I like Data. I like Mr. Data more than C-3PO.
Okay.
Which surprised even me. But I'm very comfortable with that answer.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Wand or lightsaber?
Ooh. I mean, assuming that I can use the wand, right?
Yeah, assuming you can use either one.
Definitely wand. It's more
wand.
Versatile.
Okay.
Yeah, lightsaber would be cool, but without the force, I'm definitely cutting off my own foot.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, no question.
All things being equal, you are a wand-wielding wizard in the world of Harry Potter, or you are a Jedi who knows his way around a lightsaber?
Ooh, I'd still say wand. I think I would feel more protected with the wand. Am I in the real world, or am I in the world of Harry Potter? Or am I like in the world of Star Wars?
I don't know. I guess you're in the world. Yeah, you're in the world of either one of them.
Probably Harry Potter. Being a Jedi is dangerous business.
That's
and
true.
Being a wizard, you can just kind of be a wizard. You don't have to, like, if you're a Jedi, you're doing some crazy, dangerous stuff. But if you're a wizard, you could also just, you know, own a flower shop.
That is true.
You know?
That is true.
My dearest ambition in life, obviously.
I know.
Yeah.
You and Eliza Doolittle both want that so much.
I'm actually seeing that show this coming Friday. By the time this episode comes out, like, I'll have seen it a few weeks.
Pygmalion or My Fair Lady?
My Fair Lady.
Oh, nice.
Actually, I'm seeing it Friday.
I love that show.
Yeah, me too. Do you want to come?
I can't this Friday.
Okay.
I can't. Would you rather work with, or like, sort of, let's say, call it, be a sidekick to Sherlock Holmes or 007?
Ooh. Okay, so if I'm a sidekick to 007.
You're Felix, what's his face?
I'm Felix.
Sure. So you're
lighter.
I guess what I'm asking is, what I'm axing.
You're axing.
What the hell is wrong with me? I guess what I'm asking is, something's wrong with me. I don't know what. But are you Watson or are you Felix?
Oh, good question. Definitely Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bumbling like Watson.
Sure.
Because Watson in the books is generally pretty smart.
Yeah.
I want to be like Jude Law Watson.
Okay.
Could actually hold his own. He's a war hero.
Yeah.
I'll even take Martin Freeman Watson.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
he's,
he can hold his own.
Definitely hold
his own. Think about like the pilot episode of Sherlock. Like, he saves the day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's right.
That Watson's great. But I don't. Felix Leiter, it's a character that's never really done anything for me, actually. No, I just. When presented with British intelligence, I find American intelligence much less interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially in those
and especially
books
in those
stories.
Yeah. And Felix Leiter is important and definitely can also hold his own, but
in the movies less so though.
Yeah.
He's played for a little bit of a fool in the movies.
Yeah. Except in the reboot, when he's played by Jeffrey Wright, is that who plays him?
I don't remember. But you barely even know that's who he is.
Agreed.
You know?
And I mean, like in Casino Royale, like he's like, I'm losing, so I'll just give my money to you, so
right,
you can win.
Right,
like,
right.
Great, I want to be you.
He's a chump. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Right. But Watson could strike out his own. Plus, he's a doctor. A doctor, Frank.
Yeah.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Yeah, I'd rather be a doctor.
As your sidekick. Now you're going from being a sidekick to having your own sidekick.
Okay.
Would you rather have Chewie or Groot?
Chewie.
Chewie.
Groot, I think, is a headache. Wouldn't happen. Don't drink from the fountain. That's disgusting. Like, yeah.
They just keep bringing you back severed limbs.
Yeah,
and
right. Like, where did he get that? No. Yeah.
Pushing the wrong button.
Yeah, right. Chewie, as long as I don't upset him too much, I'll keep my arms and that'll be okay. Yeah. But,
I am Groot.
Yeah.
I am Groot. No!
Yeah, right. The cat. You just scared the cat.
Sorry, cat.
Tolkien, you're my sidekick right now, right?
Oh, that's so true.
He is my sidekick.
Would you rather win the Hunger Games or win the Quidditch World Cup?
Quidditch World Cup. Not as much PTSD from winning the Hunger Games. Like, you win the Hunger Games and you gotta like curl yourself up into a tiny ball and like rock back and forth for a year.
I'm gonna eat well for the rest of my life, but I'm not gonna like it.
Right, but that also means that like I'd have to live in the world of the Hunger Games.
That's true.
I'd have to live in the world of Pan Am, which I do not want to live in.
But if you're
not
like
want
a
to
victor,
visit there.
You're a winner. Like you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I still don't want to
know.
Go. No, because they like there's that like the they make the victors go back for one like Hunger Game. Like I don't want to be part of that.
That's true. That's
I
true.
Won. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah,
like
true,
but
true.
Quidditch World Cup. You know, you do it again. You
true.
Know, it's,
you live a pretty good life.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
I'm playing total devil's advocate. I obviously don't want to live in the Hunger Games, but
no, of course, no. But I like that you're playing the devil's advocate because
sure.
To eat well the rest of your life is mighty tempting. You're like,
pretty good.
You're
pretty
not good. Wrong, but I think if I'm a Quidditch World Cup winner, I'm probably going to eat well.
Okay, yeah, I think that's true. All right, this is a little bit more small potatoes. We're going through these faster than I thought we would. This is a little bit more of lower stakes.
I can slow down.
Lower stakes for this one.
Lower stakes.
It's a slower stakes.
Medium rare.
Ooh, stakes.
Sorry, getting lasagna. You know what I'm choice.
It's okay. Ewoks or Jawas?
Ooh. Jawas are nasty little creatures. Jawas are... Ewoks, I think they're probably a nice... Well, they're not that nice of a civilization.
Yeah, neither one of these are very...
No, they
desirable.
Were going to eat them.
They were.
They have like skulls everywhere, and like they're not act. They're like they could be deadly. I mean, they are deadly. They won against the Empire.
I was going to say, like,
yeah.
Everybody's yeah. always like, oh, they were just teddy bears. George Lucas wanted to sell toys. I'm like, I'm sorry. They almost ate our friends.
Yeah.
Our heroes.
Our friends. They almost ate our, I know what you meant, but it's a fun way to, they to almost it, ate yeah. our friends.
My
you
friends.
Know, those real, the only
those
friends I have
people.
On Luke and Leia, my real friends.
My best friends when I was eight.
Yeah. you know, I think, I'm going to say Ewoks. They live in a nicer environment.
Okay.
They have better homes, and as much as I enjoy the, I enjoy Jawa speech better, I think it's funnier to listen to, but I don't want to be roving around in a sand crawler.
No.
The rest of
I don't
my
trust
life.
Jawas either.
No, you know, I
as
don't
much
think
as Ewoks,
you should.
Ewoks would eat me if they had a chance. You know, Jawas yeah, would steal from me. They would ruin my life in a pretty substantial
way. But if
way
you
too.
Have a way of befriending the Ewoks, you're safe.
Right.
But a Jawa, I think, will always just maybe rob and steal from you and shoot you in the back given the opportunity.
Right. It's kind of in their nature. They're just less trustworthy yeah. in general. Like they're mm-hmm. yeah.
That's a good one though. But do the Jawas come with Grey Poupon? Is the real question. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
That's great. That's a great part of that movie.
That is a great part of the movie.
Yeah. I was just watching I think I sent it to you. Family Guy released like an 8 minute
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Of Adam West stuff. Adam West. We'll watch it. We'll watch it later. I'll watch sure, it again. Yeah. But one of the clips is from the when he plays Tarkin.
Yeah.
And he's like, we'll test this fire, like the firepower of this station on your home planet of Alderaan. And she's like, no, don't do it. And he's like, she said no. Should we still do it? yeah.
Yeah. Those were so good, those three.
They really
they
were.
Really, I rewatched them maybe 2 years ago, all three of them, like, mm-hmm. in one sitting.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
One of my favorite jokes is that when Peter, as Han, says, I know some maneuvers will lose him, and it shows the Millennium Falcon just listing lazily
yes,
to the left. He's like, you just listed lazily to the left. And it's like, oh, that boy, that guy sure knows some maneuvers.
So stupid. Why do I like it so much?
I don't know. It's a great joke. Great kid, don't get penis-y.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's like, oh, come on, man.
It's a great joke. I love it.
All right, we're gonna take a hard left turn from Family Guy into something a lot more sophisticated.
Mm.
Greek or Roman mythology?
Ooh,
again, this is for you.
Really?
I know you. You know your. You know
really
your.
Good
mythology.
Question. I'm gonna say. I'm gonna add a little bit to this.
Okay.
Greek mythology, Roman history.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I find the Romans a more interesting civilization
yeah.
than the Greeks. Although I loved Greece when I was there. I loved Italy too, but sure. Greece was a great country. But I find I think the Greek mythology is what you is as a kid, it's what you're taught. It's what you grow up with.
Sure.
And Roman mythology is basically just Greek mythology. You just change a few of the names. It's
kinda.
Like you change Zeus to Jupiter.
Yeah, yeah.
And you call it a day. So if I had the choice of you know, Ares or Mars, I'm gonna say Ares. You know, or Poseidon or Neptune. It's Poseidon. They're cooler names. Even when it breaks down to it.
They are, it's true.
Jupiter's a cool name. Zeus is an awesome name.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
true. Just it sounds electric.
Yes,
it's Zeus.
It's stupid because it doesn't exactly translate this way. Like it's not what was thought of. But like the Z is basically a lightning bolt.
Oh wow, I didn't thought about that.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, you know, he makes the sign of the Z. Just like Zorro. Zorro, Zorro, Zorro.
Wow.
Zeus, he makes the sign of the Z. You want to watch? I want to watch a Zorro show where he's secretly Zeus. It's like his. It's his other secret identity. He's Don Diego de la Vega, man about town, who is also Zorro, but who is also secretly Zeus.
He's undercover as like, Zorro.
Oh, he's actually just trying to get back to Olympus, but he's somehow just stuck in California. That's stupid. It's one of those things that, like, if you said it to like a Hollywood exec in the 80s, they'd be like, "What a great idea! I love that we could do cocaine and come up with ideas at the same time."
Oh my god,
that's what that idea is.
Wow. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Zeus or the men in, I'm sorry, Zorro or the, well, you know, same thing. Zorro or the men in black?
Didn't you, oh my God, did I have a dream? Frank.
What?
Frank.
What is happening?
So, okay, Frank.
You got very excited all of a sudden. All right. What's happening?
This happened on this show. This is well documented. People can go back and trace this.
Okay.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I think you, I had a dream.
Okay.
About you asking me a, like, a would you rather Zorro or something else question. And I said this to you on the podcast and you're like, we've never done that. And now here we are, you asking me this question.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, you know, it's like sometimes you have like those dreams and you like are like standing in a hallway and you're like, oh, I dreamed about this like 10 years ago. Have you ever had one of those?
Like deja vu?
It's not deja vu. Deja vu is I've been in this situation before, but this is like, I have a memory of dreaming about this and remembering the dream, and then it happens.
No.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I get these.
Not that I can remember.
I get these things where, like, I don't know what it is. It's just your brain playing with you somehow. But I had a dream in which you've asked me a Zorro, you've asked me a Zorro or something else question, and I've said to you on the podcast, and I remember going, didn't we talk about this?
You told me about this dream on the podcast at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and now here we are on the podcast. I don't remember what episode it is. Somebody's going to have to backlog and listen, because I'm sure it's a lot.
If someone wants to email us, like, I will give you a shout-out. I will, like, we can negotiate, like, some kind of a gift or something, but, like, if that's true, like, please tell me what episode that happened. And if you happen to remember, like, timestamps would be appreciated. Like,
yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's if I believe you, and that is crazy.
Oh, I hope it was this one and not Supergirl TV Talk, because that would.
There's a lot of people who've listened to both. So
that's true, but I mean, like, somebody would have to go through, like, all of them. That's daunting. It's like this question, except it's not really that daunting. I'm going to say your answer is Zorro or the Man in Black from the Dark Tower. It's. Clear answer is Zorro.
No, I meant Johnny Cash.
I'm going to still say Zorro.
I'm kidding.
Trick question. Still Zorro.
Still Zorro.
Yeah. It wasn't, it was much, it was, I wasn't walking that line as much as you thought it would be. Yeah, yeah. So Dark Tower's good. The Man in Black is a really interesting character. But Zorro has a nostalgia factor, and the Man in Black doesn't. He's also not as cool as Zorro. I mean, Zorro is one of the very obvious inspirations for Batman, in story and out of story. Mm-hmm. Like, that's meta as much as you can get.
Right.
Definitely Zorro. No question. Definitely Zorro. Yeah.
Avengers or Justice League?
Justice League.
Okay, wow.
It's not even a question.
That was not even a question.
You know I like... Well, I like DC more than
Marvel. I know that.
Comics, sometimes movies, not really as much. But, see, when I was... I think sometimes a lot of that even depends on, like, what did you grow up with? And the only... I watched a bunch of Marvel shows cartoons when I was a kid. You remember these, so you remember, like, there was Spider-Man, the animated series.
Bow, bow, bow. Oh, no, I know.
That's,
I know.
Yeah. No one, we've talked about this before. No one remembers that show.
Nobody remembers Spider-Man.
Right. They go right from Spider-Man. They go right from that one to Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Yes.
Forgetting there was just Spider-Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Maltese Mouse.
Yeah. That's what happens when a black cat crosses your path. Oh, Parker!
Betty Brant and J. Jonah Jameson going on a date at the end of that
episode.
See
you later, Parker!
So bad.
Pretty sure the guy who did J. Jonah Jameson was also the guy who did Green Goblin based on that. Parker!
Probably.
So there was that, Spider-Man's Amazing Friends, but the 90s Fox show, Spider-Man, the anime series. There was an X-Men animated series, obviously. There was Iron Man and the Hulk and Fantastic Four. All these shows, but they were all separate from one another. They weren't the Avengers, except in the mid-90s, Fox did an Avengers show, but it was like when you're a kid, it was by that point, it was the Avengers I hadn't heard of. So right. instead of giving me Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America in an Avengers show, it gave me a team led by Ant-Man and Hawkeye and the Wasp and Vision and Wonder Man. And it was only on for one season, and it was definitely meant just to sell toys. Like, you could tell right. even watching it. They all right. wore, like, weird armor that yeah. was interchangeable. Yeah.
And they had different weapons every week, and it was like, oh, wow, I wonder right. why that is.
Right. Yeah, well, it was not good.
It was not good. And it's funny, because it was during that time also where you had, like, the Justice League was also sort of off, you know, less popular characters, in comics anyway, were yes. like the less popular characters. It was like Justice League Detroit and like all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. It was just a phase in the 90s where, for whatever reason, they were like, let's make these like B and C level characters, like call them the Avengers or call them the Justice League.
Although actually, when did Grant Morrison's run on Justice League start?
Late 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I think that was, so maybe a year or two after the... that like Avengers Fox okay. TV show. Okay. Yeah. Cause that one was like the revitalization of the Justice League.
Maybe not at the same time, but like it was a 90s yeah, it's pretty era close. Yeah. thing. Yeah.
Well, the reason I say that is I remember having toys, action figures based off of Grant Morrison's run on the characters. So it's like, well, I mean, like I had a Kyle Rayner and a Flash.
Oh, sure.
And they were of that like Howard Porter ish mm-hmm. design, mm-hmm. Superman with the mullet, all that kind right. of stuff. Most of my Superman action figures had mullets, actually, now that I think about it.
At that time, like
he would have been all yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Mm. So in answer to your question, Justice League.
Justice League. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Gorilla City or Planet of the Apes?
Ooh, like would I like visit or live there?
Gorilla City or Planet of the Apes?
Well, you know my love of Planet of the Apes, so I'm. Ooh, that's tough. So okay, so this is my thinking. This is I'll answer the question, but this is where I'm stuck.
Okay.
Planet of the Apes. Humans are second grade citizens, mm-hmm. right? Okay. But
they're just a bunch of second graders.
Or second grade. They just can't get the third grade, no matter how much you try. You're like Lisa Simpson. But in Gorilla City, if Gorilla Grodd is in charge, you're dead. But if Solovar is in charge, you're all right.
Mm.
So I guess it's a 50-50 in Gorilla City. I'm still going to say Planet of the Apes, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a more interesting, I think it's a more interesting place than Gorilla City, which is definitely just based on Planet of the Apes anyway.
I mean, yeah.
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 Did it come after?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know the answer to this one, but King Shark or Jaws?
Jaws. good question, though. Good question. I think Jaws might actually be a smarter animal than King Shark.
Interesting.
Although, the Batman Assault on Arkham animated movie.
Yeah.
King Shark is one of the best parts of that film.
Interesting.
He's great. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, it's like the dirty, it's what the Suicide Squad movie should have been.
Oh.
It's set in the Arkham universe, like the game universe.
The game universe, yeah.
It's great. If you actually want to see what the Suicide Squad should be and what it'd be about, watch that movie. It's like 70 minutes. Totally worth.
Yeah, right.
Totally worth your time. But yeah, King Shark he's like the Killer Croc-ish role in that film, and he is great.
Nice.
He and Killer Frost have a great dynamic.
Oh, nice. Cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we only got a couple minutes left here, so I just want to do some priority questions here.
Okay.
Captain Marvel or Captain Marvel?
Ooh.
DC Captain Marvel.
Wow.
Or Marvel Captain
wow,
Marvel?
That's a great question. DC Captain Marvel, otherwise known as Shazam.
Shazam.
I will take over Carol Danvers Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Or Mar-Vell, the original Captain Marvel.
Sure. So you hate women. Got it. All right.
Yep. You nailed it. That's exactly right. Yeah. I would even say Mary Marvel over Carol Danvers, though.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't find
that.
I need that movie to be good to make that character like pop for me.
So are you not excited, not that excited for the Brie Larson Captain Marvel movie coming up?
Truthfully, no. Well, really? I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Brie Larson a lot. She's a great actress. Yeah, so I'm excited to see her in a film that's a Marvel film. But like that character is not one that I am particularly attached to. It's not one I grew up with.
Right.
And so you need like it need. The only thing I knew about that character growing up was that that's how Rogue got her powers.
She got her flight
and strength from like holding on to Captain Marvel too long, and that's and Carol Danvers lost her powers.
Okay,
that's the only thing I knew up until they basically revitalized, and then she was Miss Marvel then,
right?
And so until I didn't know Mar-Vell at all, so yeah. So I need that movie to like make that character sing for me in some way.
Okay,
which is typical of some things. Like I didn't have a huge love of Ant-Man. Until the movie came out. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you just need that movie to go, I see now. You need it to distill the good stuff. Yeah.
And maybe even modernize it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Although Captain Marvel's costume, pretty awesome. I love her suit. It's great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I am excited for that movie. I think it's one of those heroes that I don't know that well, kind of like Ant-Man.
Sure.
Where I'm like, okay, I want to see what this character's about. So I am excited for that reason, and I think Brie Larson is just the best.
She is.
Okay, I think we only have time for one last question here, so I'm going to skip a couple. We'll save them for another round.
Okay.
But my last question is, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
One horse-sized duck.
One horse-sized duck. Explain.
Good question. I love this question. Because 100 horses, regardless of their size, are still going to kick really hard, and that's going to be painful, but you could kind of run away from a waddling duck.
From one giant horse-sized duck.
Yeah, but it's still going to waddle towards you. Even if it flies, you could probably still hide in a good way.
Okay.
And a duck doesn't have, it can't kick you. And even if it pecks on you, it doesn't have teeth, you know, my chances of survival are much better against instead of 100 tiny horses. Like that's still going to hurt a lot. So
we have the answer to the internet's favorite question. And Tim says one horse sized duck,
one horse sized duck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Definitely.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
Cool. Okay. Well, you can find us on Facebook, Gmail, Twitter, and the internet at Beer with Geeks. You can find us on our Patreon page if you'd like to give us some moolah once a month. We appreciate it, all the way down from $1 to whatever our highest one is, $1 million.
$1 billion. You will physically own me and Tim.
Yeah, I definitely signed for that.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can rate and review us on iTunes and all other places that podcasts can be found. Obviously, you know that because you're listening to this.
Uh-huh.
And so you can also find other shows under the Thought Bubble Audio banner, such as Supergirl TV Talk, in which we talk about CW sit show Supergirl, and Academy Rewind, in which we're taking a look back at Best Picture Oscar nominees from years past. It's a good time all around, all shows. That's it, my friend.
Yes, it is.
I said all the things.
Well done. If you remember what episode Tim told me that he had dreamed about me asking him a would you rather about Zorro, please email at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, and we will give you some special love. But until such time,
cheers.